This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners. Universal Cable Productions has signed several new licensing agreements for its critically acclaimed TV series, Mr. Robot. Novelty apparel company Rasta Impasta has released an F-Society mask, which is available now at Amazon and other retailers. Additionally, an assortment of Mr. Robot merchandise for sale includes t-shirts and fashion tops, as well as thermals, tanks, hats, socks, drinkware, and stationery. Commence to shop. It's not a secret that Brad Pitt hasn't been taking his divorce from Angelina Jolie very well, especially when it comes to being separated from his six children. An insider told us that Pitt has been crying a lot and turning to his parents for help during this difficult separation. He can't believe this is what his life has become, and he's in bad shape, the source said. He's been leaning heavily on his friends and family. Well, hang in there, Brad. Actor Mark Harmon's pet Pitbull allegedly roughed up a crew member on the set of NCIS last week. Harmon frequently took his three-year-old rescue pup Dave to work, a supposedly dog-friendly environment where other cast and crew members also brought their pooches. But when the employee started roughhousing with Harmon's Pitbull, it became frightened and attacked. The crew member reportedly had to get 16 stitches, but returned to the set, looking, well, a little chewed up. Adele's boyfriend, Simon Konecki, gave the singer a nice surprise at her concert in Nashville last weekend in honor of their fifth anniversary. At the end of every show on the 25 tour, white confetti decorated with handwritten notes from Adele dropped from the ceiling. But at this show, Konecki replaced the white pieces of paper with pink confetti on which he wrote sweet love notes to Adele. Aw, how romantic. In the OMG files, to celebrate his 80th birthday, ex-Rolling Stone Bill Wyman brought his Rhythm Kings band and a few cool friends to entertain a packed house at London's Indigo Club at the O2 Arena. His friends included Van Morrison, Mark Knopfler, Steven Van Zandt, and Robert Plant, all of whom were in great form. Happy 80th, Bill Wyman. Wow, hard to believe. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are going on tour together for the first time in a decade, country music's most famous married couple revealed to fans in Nashville. Hill and McGraw announced their Soul to Soul World Tour 2017 at the start of their first ever performance at Music City's historic Ryman Auditorium. If you're a country music fan, this is a must-see tour. It took 15 days, but Bob Dylan has finally accepted that he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. It's hard to believe, the legendary singer-songwriter said. He called the honor, quote, amazing, incredible, whoever dreams about something like that, unquote. Since being recognized as the first musician ever to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, Dylan has been silent until now. Dylan is planning on attending the December 10th ceremony, though an interpreter may be needed for his acceptance speech. John Turturro is back as the iconic bowler Jesus Quintana in Going Places, the spin-off from the Coen brothers' The Big Lebowski. Turturro is directing, starring, and wrote the screenplay. The Quintana character spoke with a thick accent, danced backwards, and referred to himself as the Jesus. The dramatic comedy also stars Bobby Cannavale, Audrey Tautou, and Susan Sarandon. There is no release date yet. At this year's Tokyo Film Market, it was the first year for VR companies to take booths and demonstrate their products. They also pitched products and services still in the development stage. In Polygon Magic's case, these included having visitors don a Samsung VR headset and watch an attractive young woman alone in a room showing off her new lingerie. This being 3D VR, the viewer felt that they were also in that room, an illusion that suggested all sorts of possible uses for the software. Geez, what's next? Actual VR porn? Yeah. Actress Carrie Fisher, best known as Princess Leia in Star Wars, attempted to be removed from a complicated suit over the heroin death of a 21-year-old woman who lived in Fisher's guest house but was denied. The judge ruled she did not, quote, meet her burden to establish that she cannot be found responsible. The wrongful death case will now move forward. The final season of the long-running series Bones will premiere on Fox on January 3rd, starting a 12-episode run that will bring its story to an end. Executive producer Hart Hansen said, quote, from the very first season, Bones was called the little engine that could, so we couldn't be prouder of ending up as Fox's longest-running scripted drama. And we got there because of an insanely loyal, loud, lovely, lively audience, unquote. Bones was based on a series of best-selling books by Kathy Reichs, centered on forensic scientist Temperance Brennan. The Chainsmokers hit Closer, featuring Halsey, is on top of the charts for an 11th straight week. It's on track to beat the 16-week run of Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's 1995 hit, One Sweet Day. It's likely to become the biggest hit of 2016. The Trash Bin. Mariah Carey and billionaire tycoon James Packer have called it quits. Allegedly, their relationship went south during a Greece vacation last month. A source for the singer said, James has not been in a mentally healthy place. His behavior was not a desirable situation for Mariah, so she unfortunately had to leave him. However, according to a source close to Packer, it's, quote, typical Mariah to just twist things that don't sound good to her. They split because she has issues. James is a brilliant, great guy. To put her issues on James is ridiculous, unquote. Another one bites the dust, spinners.
The news wrap-up.
Internet providers now need permission to share or sell your web browsing data. Samsung will invest more than $1 billion by the end of June to boost production of system chips at its U.S. facilities to meet growing demand. Amazon's tablet sales have surged 319% year over year. Facebook is testing a new messaging product that looks a lot like Snapchat.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Doctor Strange is the latest superhero to top the box office.
The number one album.
Country artist Kenny Chesney's Cosmic Hallelujah enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still king of the apps.
The number one fiction book.
Escape Clause by John Sanford is the best-selling book in the USA.
39-year-old Kanye West has been in the limelight for numerous years now. Married to reality star Kim Kardashian, West has become part of the American fabric, known as much if not more for what he says on social media as for the music he creates. Still, West is one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold more than 32 million albums and 100 million digital downloads worldwide. He's won a total of 21 Grammy Awards, and his Life of Pablo tour has been doing brisk business across the U.S. From his seventh album, The Life of Pablo, here's Kanye West with the song of the week, Fade.
Roll up, roll up, hold up, hold up, pull up, pull up.
I feel it.
I love the, I wanna, I'm trying to
feel.
I'ma rock the boat, work the middle till it hurts a little.
I feel it.
Think too much.
I feel it fade.
Well, ain't nobody watching.
I feel it.
I just fade
I
away.
I feel it fade.
Lord, don't need it, no. I've been so far
I feel
gone.
It.
I've been so let go. I've been running.
I feel it.
I've been on my shit. Bowled on my
I feel
feet.
It.
I just need it.
That was Kanye West with the song of the week, Fade. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.